Thursday, Shir Tzadi Dalet.
שלחו בי רבן אומר וכי מעוסו לוי ומחיסו יומה הזיקו ראינו דייסטן דשיילה וזה ננה וזה לא יחוסו וונס דהלוכה וזה ננה וזה לא יחוסו אני אנצר דם מעוסו לוי מחיסו יומה הזיקו ראינו, איז פוטו, זה ננה וזה לא יחוסר, איז פוטו אז בואו נזלו שנה גמורה מעוסו לוי מחיסו יומה הזיקו So you can read the Gemara, I think, in two ניגונים You can read the Gemara לפי רשי that ננה is not חייב לפי רשי אלמה לא יזלין את בוסר הנוי You have to have a חוסר to be חייב So the answer to them is no mechayev. Machisoy, maizikoy, is no mechayev. Is no mechayev. Fiderif, also, the mechayev is the chosor, chal b'chisroyni. Machisoy, maizikoy, is no mechayev. Lefi tesis, we read the Gemara different. Aval is a mechayev of nen. Aval, machisoy, maizikoy, what he cares, Kaifan, we just know. So they send it to Rav Ami, and this is what Rav Ami said. Rav Ami holds up Zenele Vizele Choser Pot. Rav Chia Barabi Omar, when they send it to Rav Chia Barabi Omar, this is Yashiv Adobo, think it over. They waited a while, they didn't answer. Hodor Shalchur Kamei, so they send it again. Rav Chia Barabi Omar, Kule Hai Sholchuli Ve'azli. אילו אשכחם ביטאים אלוהי שלחי לנו וידיגי ועבודנה לה ואנצו עבודנה צנדי The world says a vitz, I don't remember the whole, the nusach exactly but what kind of answer you told him you so much send it, you think I will not send you back כאילו, שאתה זה נהנה וזה לחוסר you think I lose by sending it back so I will send you back what I have to lose what do you think if I would know I would not send what I'm losing by not sending איסמה רב כהנא אומר רבי יוחנן אין לצורך להרס לסחר רב אבו הוא אמר אומר רבי יוחנן צורך להרס לסחר so רבי רב כהנא בשם רבי יוחנן הוז אין לצורך להרס לסחר this is what we really passed אבל רב אבו הוא אמר רבי יוחנן צורך להרס לסחר אומר רב פופה הוד רב אבו הוא לא בפירוש איסמה it's not clear that he written down that you have to be מעל לסחר זה ננה וזה לא יחוסר אלו מכלול איסמר this is the cloud when the Gemara says מכלול איסמר when you check it in you see תקה that it's not מוכח זה לא מול Gemara says מה נפקים אינף it's מכלול או בפורש when it's מכלול the פשט is it's not להדיה it's only from a דיוק from what happened in the Maise Shehoyer and he said like this and like this and מיד the Gemara will slug up the מכלול that not Not al even a koira shel hegdesh arei ze lo imoa. We speak about the gizbo, Zok Rashi. And he took even a koira shel hegdesh arei ze lo imoa. Lo shel Rashi, arei ze lo imoa, ve mi kore nama b'shusa ve kehashto ve lo yishinu yu. Mi ile ez mi lo shen shinu yu, to change. The gizbo is yad gizbo ki yad hegdesh. So, if a person on a zogan has a hegdesh, he comes into yeshiva, he sees a pen, He thinks it's his own pen, but it really belongs to Hegdash. So he takes it to his pocket. He's a mall. Before it was in Hegdash, now it's by him. Even that he didn't intend to be mall, he thought that it's his. But does it the Shinui? Before it was by Hegdash, now it's by him. He didn't have a das to be koine. And I guess it is a machlekes, if someone thinks something is his, and he takes it, he becomes a gaznet b'shege, a ganet b'shege. אבל במילה עבדה יחי מה שאין כן דגיזבו is in his own house and he has a lot of things of Hekdesh. Now this pen, he thought that is his, and he took it, he's not Moab. Why? Because he's Hekdesh. He's apotropos of Hekdesh. So it wasn't Hekdesh, and it stays by Hekdesh. Taka, it would be a shayla, what would be the motion of the Gizbo wants to steal from Hekdesh? Meila is b'shogeg, but look, it's be meila b'mezid. And he's trying to steal. Then could be it's called a mice stealing. Now he's not holding it for Hekdesh. But before, even that he thinks that the pen is his, and now he's not looking after it like Mom and Hekdesh. He's really taking it to his own pocket. But while he's the apotropos of Hekdesh, there's no two hands. So b'meile, while there's no two hands, so b'meile, the gizbo takes it, it's not called a meile. So again, not al ebon ha-kogro shel hekdesh ha-rei ze lo imoal. Nesono l'chaveiroi. Hu moal v'chaveiroi lo imoal. If nesono l'chaveiroi, dahaynu, the gizbo, or lav dafke the gizbo, zamot merashi, and Rashi says the gizbo. If a person takes it and gives it to someone else, so then it's a meile. Loi mi boye, but it's not a gizbo for sure. He sees a pen, he picks it up and he gives it to someone else. Even the gizbo. If he gives the pen to someone else, the other person already is not yad yodiki yad bailim. So if he gives it to someone else, so then for sure the halacha is, if he picks it up and he gives it to someone else, so it's called a meile. So again, if the gizbo takes it to himself, it's not a meile. If he gives it to someone else, it's a meile. Interesting. Loshen Rashi. Rashi says, "Nesan lechaveri chaveri kan." The gizbo yesh li reshus liten. Oh, I'm reshus. So nesan lechaveri hu moal vechaveri lo imoal. So it's a chiddush. Even the guy that gets it is really not moal. The one that is taking it to give, he's the moitzi mirshus hekdesh, and while he's the moitzi mirshus hekdesh, memele, he's the one that is moal, and the other person is not moal. Now we're going back to the gizbo. Instead of giving it to someone else, so when he picks it up, we said it's golmish. Bno leteich beisoy, he built it in his house. Areiz de loy moal. It's not a meile. עד שיודו תחתו שור הפרוט ואמר שמול והוא שיניחו על פי הרובו Rashi says, but if he builds it with a shinui, so then it's called a maise meil. So again, when the gizbo picks it up, just to make it clear, and so it's not a maise meil, before it was hegdesh, and now he's holding it for the hegdesh. But when he uses it already, then he's moil. I will explain very partial. When he picks up the pen, it was by hegdesh. Now it's my hand, I'm hegdesh. Piece of the rock. It was Hekdesh, doesn't move. It's weiter Hekdesh. But when he lives, that living, that hanoi that he takes, is used by him, and that is really not by Hekdesh. So the gizbo, when he picks it up, it's not called a maise meile. It's not called a maise meile when he picks it up. But when he builds it into the house, now it's a part of the house, and he sits inside, shove puta, he's more. יוסי ובבואו קמל רבינו וקומי שווה לשמול זוי סמרס הדור בחוצר חבר שלו מדי תוי צריך להלוס לסחר why it's called the מהילה זה נהנה וזה לא חוסר זה נהנה וזה לא חוסר הקדש is not חוסר it's standing על פי הערובה זה נהנה וזה לא חוסר and if שתי that you moil דור תחתו שרפרוטה הרי זה מואר is muchach that zenene v'zeh lichoser chay v'shosek lei v'meile he thought that he's masking so Rabbi Bo said kamei Rabbi Yochanan that shma mino zenene v'zeh lichoser chay and Rabbi Yochanan was quiet so the Gemara wanted to prove Rabbi Bo from dear Anne he said that Rabbi Yochanan holds zenene v'zeh lichoser chay and the Gemara will be doiched that Rabbi Yochanan was quiet for a different reason he was not masking. So what is the raya from Rabbi Avohu that zanenev zanechos rechaya? From the fact that if you sit under that rock, under that stone, שיושה ופרוטה, יחי מעילה. זה נלה וזה לא יחוס. This is the Gemara. And when you start this Gemara, it's a very shvera Gemara. I will explain. When you learn Me'ilah, this is the suit. It's a Isu Me'ilah. You're not allowed to be Nene from Hegdash. It's a Isu to eat Chazer. You're not allowed to eat Chazer. It's a Isu, you're not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. It's also a Isu. You're not allowed to eat Chazer, you're not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to be Nene from Hegdash. You have a roof that is Hegdash. And you're sitting under the roof. You don't have to pay for that enjoyment. So this roof is Yisur HaAnoy. So you're allowed to sit in the house of Yisur HaAnoy. You have a house of Avodah Zarah. You'll be allowed to. The tzad that you'll be allowed to. The person will have a lot of kosher meat. Why to check bugs? With the bugs, without the bugs, you don't need, there's not enough kamina for you. There's not enough kamina for you. It's not even nene, yeah? You don't need it. So why the Torah says it's aveira. It's aveira to nene from Hegdash. If it's aveira to be nene from Hegdash, so what are the sheikhs to say nene from Hegdash? You write that Zenene Vizeli Choser is Potu. But here you're Oiver Meile. Why you're Oiver Meile? The reason you're Oiver Meile is because you're Nene from Hegdash. And there's an Isur HaNoi from Hegdash. What are the Shaykhs of the Suge if Zenene Vizeli Choser?
Why do I have to pay? It's also, why do I have to pay? It says more than we have to pay.
We'll see in a second. More pashas you over the Isu. After you over the Isu, it's alochis.
The
Isu
is to pay.
This is the Shaila. Reb Chaim was mechiach from here. That the Isur Me'ile is not like Kol Isurim Shabbatayr. Kol Isurim Shabbatayr is the Isur Chazir, is the Isur Avodah Zarah, is Isur. Me'ile be'etzem is Isur Gezer. Chotchin Kotche Bedek Abayis. I'm not going to Kotche Mizbeach now. Chotchin Kotche Bedek Abayis. It's Isur Gezer. You're not allowed to use the money of your friend, and you're not allowed to take money from the king. And money from your friend, if you steal, is veheishi. Money from the king is much worse. The person steals from the king. They could kill him. But the Isur is stealing. It's stealing from your friend, and it's stealing from the king. There's two kinds of maaseh of stealing. And stealing from your friend, stealing from the king. When you steal from your friend, Moshe Gneiba, you pay double. Gezer, you get Malka, you pay back. You steal from the king. Choymesh, you have to bring a korban, you chayv mise. But the parsh, he is big zaraya. Ad sheyodu tachteo shove pruta. The Isur Me'ile is only b'shiur shove pruta. The Isur Me'ile is b'shiur shaveh pruta. Why shiur shaveh pruta? Isur HaNoel Shachas shaveh pruta. Not allowed to be nene from Achav. Isur HaNoel shiur shaveh pruta. Why have to have a shiur shaveh pruta? Zog Reb Chaim and Sefer and Stencil. Stencil brings down Ar Gemore. And Ar Gemore straight that the Mechayef of Me'ile is the Parsha from Gezer. Reb Chaim and Sefer brings down the second Raya. What is the second raya? It's a gemara in b'metziyah. It's a halacha when a poyel works in the field. Chutz from the job, what he gets, he's allowed to pick from the tree. El kelecho lo yisiten. He can't take hold. But The Torah has even lisach from show b'dishoy. Has even lisach from show b'dishoy that you're not allowed to stop the cow from eating when it's working. Even by a person, as a halacha, kisov become a soyecho, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. That's the halacha. You're allowed to eat. Now, the Gemara besodek reyecho veloy shel hekdesh. If you work by hekdesh, you're not allowed to eat. It's a drosha or mitzia da piches and mudbeis. Kisov become as reyecho, reyecho veloy shel hekdesh. Frank Reb Chaim and Sefer, why you need a pasuk reyecho veloy shel hekdesh? And if you work in a treif restaurant, as a tzad b'shas, the working shemot rachmonis, you could take into the mouth. Amadanish, you have to have a pasuk. If you're working by someone and he has treif, so normally the halacha is you're allowed to take to yourself. Here the halacha is you're not allowed to. You're allowed to have a pasuk. It's treif. So what is the tzad that we're allowed to eat hekdesh? Is it isur hekdesh? Meile. Because I'm a worker, the tzad that we're allowed to do meile.
Maybe
yeah. What? Maybe a chazen? Why be a heter? Because you're a worker, you're allowed to eat chazen. When you're working with another person, the bailim has to let you permission to eat. Oh, but here it's a isu, it belongs to Hegdash. The teretz is on Reb Chaim. Hegdash is gesed. If ben adam lachaveiroi, is no pasha's gesed. This is the way when a person works by his friend, this is the way. There's rules. And these are the rules. When you work, you're allowed to take. Even by the king, you're allowed to. As a pasuk, no. Only by Recho, but by Hegdash. It's a third place Reb Chaim said it. The Gemara says that in Chesuchas Beis HaShoeva, they took bloya bichnesi koyanim, and they made it like wigs, and they put it inside oil, and they were light. And the Holy Yerushalayim, Moses says, Isha Bereres, lady could have checked rice for the light. If the Shaila is, it's Isu Meil. The Bloy Michlis and Koyanim go to Benek Abayis. The Teretz is, when someone has a light, you're allowed to stand near his light? Or, walk in the street, the government maybe doesn't let, I can't use the light. Stand near a house, the whole place is shining. I have to close my eyes. And Kochi, don't ask me about Kochi Abayis. And kochi kadoshi, there's under aloch, it's called the mara, but there's an isu, yeah? Nizbeach apnimi, you're not allowed to. But stam light to bere gabayis, and goes with the ochis and benodim lachaveir. So this is the aleph base with Reb Chaim. As Reb Chaim was miyasad mikoyach our gemot, that the isu meile, is not isu bifnei atzmei, as evi chazir, as evi isu re'anoe. It's a gezel dike parsha. And what is mutter and gezel is mutter and hekdesh. And if state that when you live under this bias, you oifer b'meile, is a riot as an enem zene choser is chayim. V'alu yitzu as an enem zene choser is potu. So b'meile will be no meile. Now, if in chayshen mishpat I'm allowed to have such a thing, if in chayshen mishpat I'm allowed to hold on to this thing, b'meile is no yisru meile. This is the raya Reb Chaim brought down from our suit. Not everyone agrees with Reb Chaim. But the vine, we will go on the derech with Reb Chaim. We will go with Reb Chaim. But here miyad comes the second shayla. Say, so if zeneh zeneh choser is chayev, it's meile, and if not, not. Reb Chaim is denzel, this is like, Mamish, ha gemor. When you're in the sugas of meile, this is the first gemor from mamish gishmak, mamish men. Yeah, it's mamish. The shayla is as if I'm about to ask you a shayla. This person that lives under, he took that stone. Where he put that stone? He can't connect it with glue, with cement. So where he puts it? So Rashi has a aruba. Place that light goes in, rain can come in, and he just closed the chimney and he closed it. I'm asking you now, this guy doesn't have where to live, he has a whole house. How big is our room in the house? He could go to put his bed on the other side. He doesn't, he has a house. So why is it called Nene? אז גם עוד לא יוביל למגר. What? Once, when a guy, when we say an arsuga, that a guy has a different house. We have a house of one room, right? He has a place to live. So this guy doesn't have a different place to live. The Gemara had to say that this gizbo is a nebachlik, a gizbo, a mamish doesn't have no big houses. A gizbo normally is taken care of, yeah? No, state in the suga that this gizbo is a nebach. The Gemara had to write, if the gizbo doesn't have different rooms, yeah, he's a moav. And if he has a different room, he's not moav.
His parents there,
so what? So you move the parents, someone else. And this is the whole sugya before. The whole sugya before we said, if the guy has a different house, you're not called manit, right?
This house. This different house is getting damaged.
His whole house is getting damaged. When the rain comes
in. Say the big rain. Yeah, a little bit of sun in the morning, you want to put up. Dar tachtov shove pruta. It doesn't say rain is not coming into the house. It doesn't say that. Inshallah. So you, I'm asking you, so takel aloha, this guy tak is only mal in the case that it's takel that matzah. And if not, it's not mal. Loi shomanu.
For as soon as the rain comes, it's
anu. If he has a different house, it's not called anu. As a state in the sugya. I want to ask you a shayla. Every guy that is moyel, he eats. Right? He eats a piece of flesh. Hegnesh is moyel. Why is moyel? He has a different... The person goes to his fridge. Instead of taking out the meat, he took out the meat of Hegnesh. So the halacha is, you don't pay. We learned the sugi. The Gemara says, if you're not chayev as nani, you're not chayev. You're not chayev. So I'm asking you, so why is chayev as meir?
Two
kids with his nana. His nana, he ate the meat. But he's not called nana. And our suge, the cow. Luyutsu, she has somewhere else to eat. Don't pay your nana, right? This is the suge we're learning now. This is the call. It's not called nana. If he has it somewhere else, even if he had an anoy, it's not called anoy shoshov moment because you could get it somewhere else. I want to explain. You don't have to come. You don't have to come to the chetintzas that I'm bringing up. I'm asking it to you from the Gemara that it's close by me, but the Gemara said that he's chayav mitzad nene. The Gemara didn't mean that he doesn't have a different house. It doesn't say chilukim. She started to argue the rain needs amot nechilukim. So I'm asking the chiyale al adas and heavy mehile. She, a person warms himself begizay. Oh, you know, it's chayav. More kiddushin. It was the wool from Hegdesh, and he put his hands. It's chayav. More says he has all different wools there. A mistake. He pushed it in to the one of Hegdesh. It's chayav meile. Why? Where's the nana? If I go, it's cold, and it's, I have my coat, and a mistake, I put someone else's coat on. I'm not called nana. I'm not called nana. Well, I'm not called nana. I'm not called nana. So the answer we're asking back the Kasha Tara Sugi. What is the answer? Oh, but it's Meile. And so this is our question, Beretze. This is Reb Chaim's Kasha. What the Gemara is Medama Meile to the Sugi of Zanena Vezel Echosa? Meile is a Isu. So Reb Chaim was Mechadish, Meile is Parshas Gezer. But I'm showing you that the Nene of Zelechosa will be potu b'chai gavne, because it's not called Nene. You write it as a physical Anoe, but it's not called Anoas moment. This one we're learning in our sugya. It's not called Nene. Well, the answer is Poshut. Avada we're going with Reb Chaim. Avada we're going with Reb Chaim that the Isur is an Isur Gezer. No, I'll explain to you. The Gemara says, what is the case of Mehila Lemoshel? The son of Lechaveiroi. If I pick up someone's pen and I give it to someone else and he goes off with it, who is the gunner? The guy that took it. I didn't take it to myself. I picked it up and I gave it to him. Who made the meshicha? Who made the oitzah? The other guy. And me'ila, who is oivel? The guy that is meitzah. And me'ila, the issu is to take the anoy from Hegdash. To steal the anoy from Hegdash. Just, and ben odem lachaveiroi, I only have to pay it if it's by me. If it's not by me, and he's not choser, I don't have to pay it. When it's by me, I have to give it back. In Hegdesh, The isur is lehoitzi mehagdash, to mafsid the hegdash. If I gave you a chayfetz, so I'm all. You okay? You stole from me. No, I gave it. I was the moitzi from the hegdash. Even that I don't have it, but I'm chayy. When I take the anoy from hegdash, you're right. I anyway have a house, so I don't have a shavius of mammon. Other living is something that is worth money. Someone else will not have a house. This, the Gemara says, it's Shavapurta. The yeshiva is Shavapurta. So this is called the Maisa Meila. Again, if Zenene Vezeloi Choser Potu, so it's meaning that even the guy that has that Anoe doesn't have to give it back to the king. So the Meila, it's not called Maisa Meila. But if Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Chay, so Hanoe without Choser is called stealing. So you're right. To pay, I have to really be nene. Here, I only was mafsid hegdesh that I took away that anoya from them. But that is enough for the ma'isa mehila. This is the way we learn the Gemara al pi Reb Chaim. And again, Reb Chaim is very sharp. Now, Reb Chaim learns that what is muteratz gezel is muteratz mehila. Bloim nichnasei koyanim, poyel oichem, and our Gemara, it's muter. Nothing. So shtal is, if it's considered b'guchis gezel, something that you have to give back, so then b'guchis me'ile, it's called the mammon. Just, you're right, b'guchis gezel, I only have to pay if it's by me, if I got the anoy. If I don't have anoy shavis mammon, because I anyway have a house, I don't have to pay. And me'ile, but I took away that anoy from hegdash. This is the etzem divrei ha'gemor. Fried Rav Shimon, okay, everything is good. All of this is good, Alibe de Rashi, the Arif, that Be'etzem, Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Potu. If Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Chayev, oh, so Mele is Meile. But if Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Potu, so there's no Meile. So the Gemara is Mechiach from the fact that it's Meile, that Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Chayev. Because if Zenene Vezeloi Choser is Potu, so the man is no Meile, it's not called Mammon. But Lefit Teisves, Nene is Chayev. Why are you Potu? Koifim Lamidas Dem. Zaynish Kel Rosh. A Heidish doesn't have to. But you Koif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefit Rashi, the Zenene is not Chayev. Without Choser, Choshen Mishpadik, you don't have a right. If Chishin Mishpot, I don't have a right, Hilchis Me'ila is a Chishin Mishpot klapi de Ribbono Shel Olam. While it's a Chishin Mishpot klapi de Ribbono Shel Olam, so it makes sense. But I don't have, Zog the Gemara, no. It's a right, it's a Nele, it's a Lichos, it's a Chay. Even in Lemaise, I myself maybe have a different place, I don't have. But if it's called Mamanes, I'm called the Me'ila. So from that, Rav Abba was Mechiyah, it's a Nele, it's a Lichos, it's a Chay. Because if you potu, it's no me'ile. But if we're living like Teisvus, not about the yichayev. The tzad of you potu is, not that there's no mechayev. We tell you, about give mevata, mevata. Midas doer. Take from the king, you say mevata. No, what should I ask for mevata? It's money that belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We tell Ruben, let Shimon, let Shimon. This Hashem doesn't give a heter. This Hashem doesn't give a heter. We'll have to say like that. Rav Shimon Mamash looks the Pnei Yeshua. He says, Tezis, but Tezis, the Maizah Shteta, that's been said, Kefir and Midas Doim. So what we have to say, why be Midas Doim, Chishin Mishpat is Nikva, Lefi Midas Doim, so even be Yuchis Meile. It's a big Chiddush. And again, but this is the tzur Reb Chaim learns the sugya. That this is the avi avos sugya that Hilchis Me'ile is going be Hilchis Gezel. And this was the tzur shlo. If is Me'ile is a right that it's Chesh Mishpat, because if lo yitzur Chesh Mishpat is potu, will not be a parsha of Me'ile. Now the Gemara is going to be doichet. It's interesting, it's a Gemara in Bob Metzir, Amesha Ashlomeh, so we come into the Gemara, and that's Tzadik Tesu Mudbez. We know, we learn the sugis in Akoines. how you sham when someone is mazik, a cow eats a aruga. So if you sham the aruga herself, it's worth $50. If you sham how much the sodah was damaged by missing a aruga, it's only 20. Yeah, when he asked the famous kasha of Reb Chaim, if someone breaks someone's window, the house stays the same price. You don't have to fix the window. Yeah, this is a sugi of ain shomim. Touched a little bit the sugi of meita. But the gemara is shomim aruga agav asode. Zog the gemara, Rav Huna bar Eide Rav Yeshua holds that it's only behedyot. Behegdash, yisham de aruga kmo yishayim. Behegdash, yisham de aruga kmo yishayim. You don't sham agav the sodet. I said, why? Well, Hegdash is different from Hedyot. He says, yeah, and Hegdash, the Choshen Mishpat is much more stricter. The coolest that I found in Choshen Mishpat by Re'eyu, by Hegdash is much more tif. So I said, Hegdash is much more tif. The Choshen Mishpat is much more tif. I have a kasha. We learned in Braise. Not al even a koyr mehegdesh lo imoar nesolu lechaver imoar imicho al gabe arugo arubo v'yosher b'shav v'pruto v'yosid rabavu v'ko'amar shma min azenela v'zol echoser chayim. What is the raya? Maybe in hegdesh you charge for something, aber bechaver maybe you potu. It's not Reb Chaim's kash. I think it's Reb Chaim's yisoid. Again, I want to read the gemara. Zog the אמרתי לרבי וברבי אלה, הדיה את המים משלם חמישי. אמר לי, יגור בסוד הסוד. אמר לי, סובר שמואל דין הדיה את לב כדין גבויה? What it is? הדיה is worse? You pay less in הדיה from גבויה? ועוד נענו את הלב אלו קריר מהג, זה שלוי מועל. זה סוד לחבר מועל וחבר למועל. דמו בסך בין זה למועל. ויוסף רבבו ואומר, שמע מנוזנן לזה לחוסר, חייב. What is the raya? Hegdash is much more chomer. Now, the Gemara didn't ask to do a parsha from Meila. If the kasha is Meila, no sharkes. He tell a gil when you mazik a sodah, shana how much to pay a small price? How much you are mazik? The full price or to sham in the whole sodah? So by hegdash it's a kule. We don't say, if I damage that, how much it costs. How much I damage the whole thing? Person breaks the button in a suit. Button himself work, maybe got 10. The suit maybe is Bichlan Mishkenezer. So, but when Hegdash, you dab every Zach. So, what? Hegdash is more Chamel. So, I'm telling you how it could be. So, how you bought a Raya from our suit? Yeah. Maybe Hegdash is more Chamel. He's not asking, here's the Isru Meila. Here it's payment. It's not Isru Meila. Yeah? How to measure the payment? Forget. He told him, in the Choshen Mishpat of Yochid is less chomu from Hegdash, so maybe in Hegdash, a Gezel of Anoe is called already a Maise Gezel, and in Hegdash, and in Hegdash, it's not called a Maise. Again, I'll tell Reb Chaim, this is the Gemara. It's interesting. And the Gemara says, Ein Echanami, hold up, babe. The Maise, the Gemara is Choshen on the second, there's no Raya Take. Hegdash is Take more chomu. And the Choshen Mishpat, you could be potu by Hedyot and Chayim by Hegdash. But again, it's Medina Choshen Mishpat. This is the first chelik of the Gemara. So b'meile Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. So it's a raya that he holds on enem zelichoser chayim. And for the Gemara. And this Gemara be'etzem is a very hard Gemara be'pshat. But this is the be'etzem, the mafteach to what is Nugia Lemaise from all of the Sugi. We'll start. It's Gemara. Mamash, you can't even read the Gemara. The Yul Sova Midashosak, Moidet Veloi, Ashkuchel Lemashkech, but he just didn't hold it as a Shaykhs Bichlam. Why do you chayev? Kederabe Doma, Rabbe Hegde Shaloi Midas, Kehediat Midas Dom. Zanena Vizeloi Choser Es Potu. Why do you chayev? Hegdash shaloi midas ke hegdash midas. Zog drash. Hegdash shaloi midas ke hegdash midas. Be hegdash leke le meimar shaloi midas. The das shchime iker. What do you mean? Rashi b'metzia adds, they have it here in the bottom. And chofar lechom udav. Kehed yid midas domi, shehek deshmunach limoy lekol abo, ve'ein moiche beyodoy. Rachmon ha'omar man demisran limoy v'rachmon ha'yoda. Hashem knows. כאילו את מה שמפור רשי הדור בחוצך אווירי שלוי מדי טוי זה נלה וזה לא חוסר. If the guy knows, you have to pay. זוג תייסס חופה לב עמוד א' פירו שהקונו את הדש וכושר שלוי מדי טוי לאו דווקא אלא הוא חד אמיר סנוקן הוא עדין מדי טוי. אז לא עדין הדור בחוצך אווירי שלוי מדי טוי זה פינור זה אידי זה לא Tezis Lumi Das Rashi, if the guy doesn't know, then you potu. If he knows, you chayev, Hashem knows. זה מה של רשי, זה יש לי לא של רשי דיר. אבל מה אתה מסען ללימול? זה רחמון היודה. רחמון היודה. רחמון היודה. יודה doesn't know. But רשי doesn't say, look, חופה, they printed here, and it's about no, חופה לב עמוד א', and look, קוטי רשי. הידע שמונח לימוי לכל הבו ואין מויכי ביודי ורחמון הרום אמר ללמוד ורחמון היודה מה זה יודה? What happens is יודה? תייס את זה אז בקרשי לדעה שכינה איקה מה זה רשי says? לדעה שכינה איקה זה זה נבור את הקדוש ברוך הוא יודה אבל רשי בו מציר זה היסד רשי בו מדי הדור בחוצך הבירו שלו היא מדי טוי אלו נראה כהדית מדעס דומי כלוי מרדדה שכינה היקה שלא יהנה אודם ולוי מהילה. What is that? דדה שכינה היקה שלא יהנה אודם ולוי מהילה. So what is the פשט? The נחלס דוד brings down two פשוט. That's what this is. נחלס דוד says like this. One פשט the shit is the rashbo the zdovi is mesak im almo is halokim atoyz is kosu beshem akundras ve kosher ani rike elen midas the das shchine ike shel yohana beloy meil the shit the mekuvet ze zevi beze shtei pirushim bedas ha pirush echot ze nene beze loy choser is only if the guy doesn't yell on you but if the guy yells on you I don't let you and you go inside you pay the full price. If the guy yells on you, you pay the full price. When I say pass in the Turin Shulchan Aruch passed in this and Simen Samach Shin Samach Gimel. Hador b'chotzer chaver yesh lemidaitoy she'omar lo yitze ve'lo yotzo chayev liten kol schor. Zog the Goyen she'omar lo yitze. Ayin Teisves, bo b'kai mechof Alef, ke lo ima, de da shchina hike, she omar lo yitze. The Goyen learns, that the Shulchan Aruch l'msha, that omar lo yitze. When I say pask in the two, if I told you go out, da shchina hike, omar lo yitze. Second pshat is, ki ilu he made a t'nai with him, and the guy that went in was masking to pay. I mean, this is bullshit. If I tell someone I'm giving you a house, you pay X amount of money rent. Then at the end you tell me, Lemais is an end of Zen Lechos. So, Avada, you have to pay? This is the price. Hapirush Hashemi, the Amrina gave a nice little lemon that we can do hit no ima amanashi yeshalem sheshcha. The Haidi kimidas koi aladar. Even we were masking to the Rebbein Yisrael. Where is the nafkamina? If a person says tse, if you're the first pshat, avada you don't have to pay, you have to pay. If you're the second pshat, you don't have to pay. The Nachlas David says that nirla ni is that nirla that two shekosav chepasak b'siyis v'shloch la'aloche. The michu b'bayil yomor letzeu chayev al kol svir lekeach birush kame shekosav. The belav ochi and shumok yo ledin ze, abel an yuzdaiti nirike apirush hasheini. Nireke Apirush Hashem. So we have two shittas. Rashi, we don't know what it means. No. Shechina Yoda. Amar Leitze. Nachmas David is very busy to ask the halacha in the Mordechai that the Rabbah brings it down, that what would be if someone moves into the house and the Bayrim goes out because of you? Even so, you put them. Aber bi sho vrit ze ba la bayz ba al kokh min a bayz ve darbe. Zogt das ze lo khotze gon mi ze? Al kokh der mo dozen aufm ze. So mi dozen pasken ze. Tsat ze nich khnog de tur evon pasken ze. De machne Efraim. Na. So you have to see inside the Nachlas Dovi. He says, you know what it says it. Glad to see inside the Nachlas Dovi Baal Chove. I don't understand. He said, explain to me. So what if he said so? Maybe explain to me. Zen and Levi Zalai Chosso. So what if he said so? I hear. He said, he has a right. It's all from the Gevot. What is the Pshat? So he told him so. Maybe in the Bismedrash of Tesis, if Kofan Amidas Noim, you could start to say that Kofan Amidas Noim, you can't force me. Again, Tesis of Kofan Amidas Noim. Tesis says you could be Moinea, you can't force it. So, but I didn't. But you went. But I said, maybe in Kofan Amidas Noim. But if you're Rashi, Nen on Chosos not Chayim, I'm yelling. So you're yelling, talking about Chosos Noim. It's wrong. Say it. It's very wrong. If he takes this, maybe it's a mahalach if Kofan Amidas Noim. Maybe it's a mahalach. This is the chazdov. But if he Rashi, mech it takes it. What would be the song in it? And maybe he says, avad etz ki ilu hit noim. So the Machne Ephraim and Simon Yud speaks out the Shaila. Reuven hoyo lo yichotzo wo hoyo maskiroi. He has a house and he rents it out. Mamash example of a hotel. Ve'at ha'koydim sho'olach mimekoyim mebikish la'askiroi kedarko. He was looking for renters. Ve'lo yaskiroi, he had to go. He couldn't find someone. Ubo Shimon v'dar sham shono achar shono. And Reuven wants the money. Zogtem Shimon, Chotzo de loikai me leagre. Zenene ve'ele chotzo. You write that you tried. Lemaise, you could not find a person. So it's chotzo de loikai me leagre. Again, I have a house and I rent it out. Lemaise, I can't find renters. We'll use one echetinza. Person has a dira, he looks for 10 bochim, he only found 8. Middle man, he can't find them anymore. He can't find.
Maybe you want them.
He can. Luyutsu, he can find. Okay, what can I say that? He says this was the case. You want to argue on the Moshul? I said for Rebel, the Moshul Arab doesn't have to be exactly, because all of them is given a Moshul. Yeah? Now, so two Bochum say, okay, you write that I'm Nene, but you like I'm an Agri. You can't rent it out. Again, not there. Again, as a person rents out a bed, 10 beds. All the Bochum, this is, you don't accept anymore. Bochum, this is what exists. He only found 8 Bochum. So he's Kaimele, this was the case of the Ezim Nachme Fry. The guy was Kaimele Agri, but Lemaise, he had to go to America. So now he went away for 10 years. So now Lemaise, it's Kaimele Agri in potential, but he's not Chosser. If the Yesod of Kaimele Agri is Chosser, he's not Chosser. So the guy didn't want to pay him. Nire le'anius daiti. Yesh li raya me'ateisves that you have to pay. Hegde shelo midas ke hedit midas doni. The das shchime ike shelo yehene odom beloy meile. Yesh li lmoy ruadim behedioit. Daitoi shelo yodur odom bechino. He doesn't want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. This person doesn't want no one to go in free. No hotel is massive. A person will go in the bed free. No one lets the bus to go in for free. They don't let to go on the train for free. Hey, this is also not chosel. Das shchine. So the machne frei. Das ploini. I'm promising you, the guy has the same das like the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm saying this is what the machne frei time. I'm trying to explain that be'etzem. Well, we start. I'm saying it's a very shvere zach. Again, it's a very shvere zach. But we have here be'etzem a line of the Gemara that spoils be'etzem, takes away the whole lomdus of the sugya. The Gemara says the nether zeh lechoser shalei midas. Rashi says, if the guy knows the sugya is shalei midas, shvere Rashi. So he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He has a das. Now, okay, we already started with Nachlas Dovid. I'm reading the Tosfos. Hashem wants, if someone takes, this person wants. If you go in, you pay rent. That's what he wants. He brings down a lot of Gemoras. Says the Moshe. Says they have a Gemara. That, Berger Ma'udah the Mori Bar Isaac. He went away. And then a person came and he said that he's a brother, so you start to work in the field, and he saved the field, and they paid him like a oris. If the guy with the Maisa Basin could not, Basin were planning to leave this field without to do nothing. The guy made up that he's a brother, so they let him in. So now the Maisa, he was dead. So he had to pay. So he got like a so. Why? No one was planning. Basin was not letting no one to touch the field. It's Givaldik. He fixed the field, he looked after it, and let him to get the whole thing. Moses says, no, he got a third. Why a third? The owner loses a little bit, but I'm taking care of the field. A field that is not taken care of is worse than a field that is taken care of. Let me have the whole Amnaz, and then it was a lechosel. The Torah says, Shulia Al Adas, no one is masking. So about it, we have to know where stays the sugya. Where stays the sugya? Again, we have a mechoy. Omar lo yitze. So I want to be masked. I'm saying this is a double. We have to be mevariant. But here, be'etzem, again, we have also shichus da shayse. I'm giving mechayev. When you go into bed and you spoil it a little bit using electricity, using water. I'm saying there's a lot of different echetimtzes that take away the din of zanen of zanechosa. But the main thing is velo yashkach be. I hear what's the vote. This was the Yashkach Bey. He didn't even answer him. Here is Mechadish that Hegdash Midas, Hegdash Le Midas. Now, if it's called Das, there's no Shaykhah to the Sugya. This is close. When it's called Das, again, we have no Kehediat Midas. The Hainu is Mevul in the Gemara that the same thing in Hediat, you pay. Now, the Chilish is Hegdash Le Midas, Kehediat Midas, don't you? Now the shaila is, what is the gather? So this is klal. Yeah, that when a person puts the train in motion, there's no difference. You go on and you go off. But the train is that they want to charge any guy. This is midas. This is called midas. They say tzed. They say we don't let the beer without permission, and we want everyone to go on and debate. This is called Midas. He said, the guy is only wants to rent out his house. He lacks it, he makes sure that no one will come. And he's not masking Mishup on him. Again, I don't know in a Hanami, where is the Ozer Chetimtze? Where will we take the Ozer Chetimtze? Lemosh, if you look like Taysa, Kofir and Midas Doim, that I heard once when I had a place. Then for sure, Marshall, the train, the hotels, all these places, there's no shachis kefir midas doim. Because if we kefir midas doim, there'll be no more trains, no more buses, no more hotels. Everyone will come in for free. The only way to make it worthwhile is that no one could take it for free. So, avad, there's no kefir midas doim. If you could, the whole way they make money is that it's charged and it's expensive, and eventually people pay. If people could come in, you're right, boom, today I managed to come through the window, no one saw. As a lo mishane, avada here, this is the system needs it. It's no kefir midas doim. Kefir Chassidus name is, it's krum. It's not krum, it's straight. It's straight. It's not krum. Again, this, but I'm saying, this, again, first I'm saying, even if it's loikaim ala agre, could be al fishitas atesis, avada you can't say krum from minas le. Now, before we do what is called, now, the mefurish shulchan aruch that we have, but omar loitze, that you have to pay. Now, we have to clear, omar loitze has to say that he says to him tze. Oh, eloch tze, before dearest of people, and all of these things that in the system, in the government, are things that are built, this is called omar loitze.
But they have people doing it. They have people making sure that you pay. So if I got away today,
He's trying to get you tse, and you manage to come in the second door.
So it's zenena.
No, he's saying tse. He's just closing the ears. I didn't hear the tse. He's yelling tse. He has people in charge to chop every guy that does this.
So why do they have people in charge?
Because to say tse. To say tse. Is the guy standing in the train trying to tell everyone tse. I'm hiding behind him. He didn't tell me tse. What is the deed to tell? Again, Nachlas Lovin has an under his arm. We don't know what it means. But I'm saying, comes the Machmer Ephraim and says, and this is called Kaimele Agre, even if he doesn't have the ability to rent it out now. It's called Kaimele Agre. He doesn't have the Echatim. It's called Kaimele Agre. So I'm saying, it's a double She'enu Bo, Adarabba. I think someone has to amot to be Mevar. Now, again, you have to mevarer, and we've seen the Nesikim in the Shulchan Aruch. We speak about Nene, and I told him Tse. What would be if the guy is not Nene? I knew. He has a different house. He has a different car. But I told him Tse. You also have to pay. The tzeh makes it chosar, the tzeh. What is the gather of the tzeh? You have to be nene to be mischayev on tzeh? Or even when you're not nene? What is the gather of omar loitzeh? And again, it's a ramot that the Nachlas Dovid says, I don't understand him, and you threw away the guy from the house and you don't pay. Before she started to say chetim tzeh, he just walked in, so the white guy walked in. Ramot Pasha stated, you walk into a house and you send away the Bailim and you sit there and you don't have to pay. I've heard the Bailim doesn't want it.
This
mess says you're claiming. What?
This
mess says you're claiming. The Smash says that it's going to. This is the Shire. The Smash. Ramot, the Lukash Shulchan Aruch. Now, I just want. Like I said, this is partial. Even if someone has a house, yeah, and he goes to someone's hotel, so first I don't know bichlal. Even if he had a house, lamazon in Yerushalayim, and he goes lamazon in Yam HaMelech, and he goes into a hotel, so avad doesn't have, but he has a house someone else. But he wants to be here, and here is no house, and for sure he's not called Nene. Not only that, it's partial also the marshal. He has a house, but he doesn't have a hotel. Why is he going to the hotel? It's a kind of gishmak to live in a hotel. It's not the pshat that there's a place that there's no raining. This is the guy. This is not. That he doesn't have. That mechul he doesn't have. So one two zachen. I'm onus al pi adibu, even more from onus. Sometimes the Gemara Yom Kippur says you have an oinus, and then you nene from the oinus, yeah? This time it's mamish. Although the yeshiva feels that there's a need, they feel that it's any yochel asa of the acherim. The Gedolim said that I have to listen. But, you know, in the middle of the sugya, so I asked a favor from Rabbi Eliyahu, that the next 2 days will be Sunday and Monday will be Mahane, the Oilom, Bez Hashem. I'll not beer, so I mean, it's not a problem. Mechal. It's Fakel, it's not Mechal, here it's Fakel. Muzayim. Everyone else also pushed that it won't happen. If Okay, he will finish the sugi of Zanen of Zalechosa. The Yonim to make it a double sholem. And Be'ez Hashem, Yom Shlishi, we'll learn the sugi. I want this one more sugi that I want to be mastered because the sugi of Tomun Be'ish. It's the end of the Koinus. It's a very, very nice sugi. Be'ez Hashem, Yom Shlishi will start that song.